It's Wednesday, November 19, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Linda Ipinge of the Information and Communication Technology Ministry urged citizens to stand behind Joanna Swartboy at Miss Universe 2025, denouncing tribalism and promoting unity. At the same time, human rights lawyer Norman Shombe said Swartboy might pursue legal proceedings following alleged defamation by content creator Susie K in a viral video.
It's not just defamation, which is serious enough, but it's also a criminal under the Traditional Operations Discrimination Act. And she can be prosecuted and she can go to prison for a very long time because of the utterances that she has made in that video.
A global Cloudflare outage left key websites such as X, ChatGPT and the Namibia Stock Exchange inaccessible yesterday, briefly affecting Down Detector as well. Local digital expert Nrupesh Soni commented on the company's essential role as an intermediary managing millions of websites' traffic and security.
The impact in Namibia would also be quite big because a lot of Namibian websites also use Cloudflare for their protection of the website, even if it's verification services. I know a few Namibian websites that were completely inaccessible, and unfortunately, there's no solution to it. All we can do is show the impact of depending on a service like this. While it's critical to have a protection for your website, a single point of failure like this can bring down websites like ChatGPT and X. A lot of this comes down to digital literacy, where people should know why these things happen and how to better have local services or secondary services where you can quickly change providers.
An inception meeting is underway in Swakopmund to assess progress on the 2021 National TVET Policy and its action plan. Dako Lute Ibrahim, the Deputy Director for TVET under the Education, Innovation, Youth, Sports, Arts and Culture Ministry, commented on the meeting, explaining its focus on preparing youth with competitive skills and supporting national development objectives.
We are engaging different stakeholders who have got one or the other role to play in implementation of the revised TVET Policy 2021. To see what we've been able to achieve since the policy was adopted in 2021, and then from there, see where we've got room to improve in terms of our practices, so to make sure the policy is on track, and in 2026, we can make a determination as to whether we revise the policy or whether extend the term of the policy to ensure that all the activities that we put in the policy in 2021 have been implemented.
In continental news, Tanzania's President Samia Suluhu Hassan said yesterday that her country may face difficulties securing funding from international institutions due to its damaged global reputation, speaking as she swore in new ministers following last month's disputed elections, as per Reuters. Hassan, who apparently won the October vote in a landslide amidst clashes over the exclusion of her main challengers, did not specify what had harmed the country's image. To North America, where stocks continue to fall in the U.S. amid concerns of a looming economic shock and fears that an AI bubble may be about to burst. Our correspondent is Mitch McCann.
At lunchtime on Tuesday in the U.S., stocks continued sliding, with the Dow Jones down 0.99%, the S&P 500 was down 0.67%, and the Nasdaq was down as well, 0.97%. It comes amid concerns on Wall Street of a market correction, following comments in recent months from the chief executives of Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan and Morgan Stanley, as well as worries that large AI companies may be overvalued. Speaking to the BBC, Sundar Pichai, who leads Alphabet, the parent company of Google, said that there was some irrationality in the current AI boom. He added, "I think no company is going to be immune, including us." Meanwhile, the price of Bitcoin slid lower than the value it opened the year at for a time on Tuesday, as investors consider whether the Fed will cut interest rates in December. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.